Hello.
Kia ora.
Davey.
Hi, 大家好。
안녕하세요.
Mori.
Hi, 大家好。
Satsuya call.
Kamonatsu.
Konnichiwa.
Namaste.
G'day. Welcome to Western Sydney University. I'm Sid Sharma, and I've got things every student should know. Today is kind of an important episode because we're talking about food. Now, I don't want to say that one episode is more important than another, but food is kind of vital.And you can't survive on two-minute noodles for the whole time you're at uni. Lucky for you, studying at Western means that you're a stone's throw away from some of the cheapest and most delicious food in Sydney. Food writer Andrew Levins, also known as Levins, is going to tell you about five suburbs with cheap eats in Western Sydney.
So I'm a bit of everything. I used to have a restaurant. I was the head chef and owner of a restaurant, but we closed in 2014, and I kept my connection to the food world by writing about food. And so after writing for various websites, I now have a column in the Sydney Morning Herald's Good Food section. I'm a contributor to the Good Food Guide.
Oh, awesome.
Which is the big kind of Australia-wide guide to everything that's good in food in Australia.
Really famous.
And my forte is the Cheap Eats. So I wrote the Cheap Eats Guide for the Good Food Guide this year.
첫 번째.
Hey.
뭐지?
Yep.
Ack.
Number one. Well, let's start off with Cabramatta as one of the places on your list for the best cheap eats in Sydney.
For me, I guess, yeah, the number one spot that everyone should head to. It's not that far out from most campuses or, you know, Sydney CBD in general. It's pretty easy to get there. There's a train station. Cabramatta. So you would get a banh mi, which is, you know, the amazing Vietnamese sandwich on a French bread with, you know, you've got your pickled vegetables, you have, you know, an array of meats, mayonnaise, pâté, spring onions, good serving of mammy seasoning for the MSG hit too. But my favourite place to get that is KK Bakery, which is in a mall off the main street on Cabramatta. John Street is the main street. And KK Bakery, they do a chicken banh mi. And normally when you get a chicken banh mi in Sydney, it is like, you know, you might get like a barbecue chicken, they'll shred it, or it'll be like chicken slices. But this place, they have in ovens, like alongside where they're baking all the bread, they have an ovens that just have chicken Marylands. So, you know, the thigh and the drumstick, and they're just roasting it in a master stock for hours.
Wow.
And then to order, they slice the baguette open, then they rip apart of a bunch of the meat from this, you know, slow roasted chicken Maryland, throw it on there with these big sticks of pickled daikon and
yum,
all the veggies. You know, it's so legit. And of course, because it's a bakery, that bread is fresh and soft and, you know, crunchy on the outside.
Yeah, and the chicken as well. It's
It's banging. And then I'm going to completely botch this pronunciation, so apologies to all Vietnamese listeners and just listeners in general. But the drink is from a sugarcane juice place. There are many sugarcane juice places in Cabramatta. This place is called Tu Fung Un.
Right.
What's great about this place is that they shred the sugarcane and then they let it pool in this big, like, pool of ice and kumquats. So you have this small amount of acidity from the kumquats, which are like a small, like, citrus fruit that I'm sure you can find at most Sydney-based grandparents' gardens. And, you know, you actually eat kumquats whole.
Yeah, I've done.
They're delicious.
How I've had them. Sugarcane juice.
But. But normally sugarcane juice can be quite overpoweringly sweet, but this small amount of citrus makes it such a massive deal. And because it's sitting in this pool of shaved ice, it's so cold. You can get it in one of those bubble tea cups, or if you want to destroy the environment, you can get a styrofoam one.
So are these places all really close by to each other?
No, but the beauty of Cabramatta is it's not relatively small, like the kind of, you know, the main drag. You've got to walk up one part of it to the other part. And at the most northern point, unless I've got my directions, is it the most northern or most southern point? Could be West or East. I'm terrible at directions. But at the top of John Street is my favourite restaurant. Is for like all arounder. They do like almost everything. It's called Fu Quoc. And it's my favorite spring rolls in Sydney because they do the rice paper rolls that are cooked for a long time in the oil. So they're super crisp. It's not the gross kind of like egg pastry that you find at most takeaway spots. And within it, you have like a great mix of like pork and prawn, I think. And then you get it with, you have the really fresh lettuce and the fresh herbs. And there's a great array of herbs that you don't see on a lot of menus. That you have the shiso leaf, you have different variations of different varieties of mint. You wrap the wrap the spring roll bits up in lettuce and herbs and then dip it in the and the dipping, the chili fish sauce dipping sauce.
Ah, it sounds so good.
Yeah. They also do the excellent sugarcane prawn, where you make a mince out of the prawn, then you wrap it around a piece of sugarcane, and then you grill it, and then you cut it up and eat that with you wrap that with the herbs, the lettuce, and then rice paper rolls.
Yeah.
And then dip it. And they do some other great salads and fresh rice pastry. They've got an amazing menu that I've, you know, in 10 years of eating there, I've not even gotten through half of because I just have my favorite things on there that I always get.
And they have good pho there as well?
There's a few more celebrated pho places in Cabramatta. You should definitely explore. There's a few.
Yeah.
One place called Pho Sao Bay is what a lot of people love. My favorite pho is in Bankstown. So we can talk about that later.
Yeah, definitely. Well, look.
But I have one last place in Cabramatta.
Go for it.
And it's called Tan Viet. It's a Vietnamese fried chicken joint.
Oh,
and my absolute pick is, because Vietnamese fried chicken is like, it's not battered. It's just they fry the whole chicken. You get this beautiful crisp skin and they cut it into pieces and you eat it with either a chicken soup, with chicken noodle soup, or you can have the dry noodles. So it's dry noodles with herbs and a bit of like fried shallots and then a cup of soup on the side. And that's my way to do it. So the fried chicken with dry noodle at Tan Viet is an absolute must eat.
Yeah, it sounds like Cabramatta is such a great place for good Vietnamese food.
My favorite banh mi, my favorite all-rounder Vietnamese restaurant in Sydney, my favorite spring rolls and my favorite chicken. So yeah, Tan Viet, Phu Quoc and KK Bakery.
두 번째.
No.
이.
두이.
비리.
Number two. Well, let's move on to Bankstown, seeing as you just mentioned it.
Yeah, we'll keep things Vietnamese for a while.
Yeah, you know, we'll ease into other things as well. So tell me about your favorite pho place in Bankstown.
It's called Pho An, A-N. So I think it's maybe just called An, A-N.
Yeah, I've been there.
It runs like a well-oiled machine. Every time I go there, it feels bigger. It's this huge spot that I think it can seat well over 100 diners in at once, which is completely different to every other pho place in Sydney, which is, you know, normally quite small, hole-in-the-wall kind of vibe. But like, you know, that pho broth is
so good,
so important. The stock from the bones, but obviously like a nice amount of spices. You can really taste the star anise and other great kind of sweet tasting things in there. Apparently I've seen a video with one of the owners of Pho An say that their secret ingredient is dried sandworm.
Sandworm?
I don't think I need to know. I'm just like, oh, interesting. I'll never research that because I might be disgusted by it. But apparently that's what the secret to the amazing stock is. I always my wife gets the chicken, the pho gà, but I always get the pho thai with the rare beef.
I've had the pho gà there, and I think it was definitely hands down the best pho that I've had in Sydney.
Unreal.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So great. So I mentioned banh mi's earlier. One of my, in the same way that Phu Quoc is my favorite all-rounder Vietnamese restaurant, I think Bay Nho, so B-A-Y-N-G-O, is my favorite like all-rounder banh mi spot. So if you want a really, really great selection of different banh mi's, especially if maybe you are going to uni there like 5 days a week and you want a very cheap lunch that's different and doesn't get boring, I think it's like $4 for a banh mi at this joint. They do like five different kinds of pork banh mi, like different, you can have different processed pork, you can have barbecue pork, you can have, you know, the different slices of cold pork. They do chicken banh mi, they do fish banh mi, they do meatball banh mi, they do vegetable banh mi, I think they might even do egg banh mi.
Wow.
It's really, really cheap. They've got a great selection of like imported drink boxes of like different flavors that you wouldn't see at most other supermarkets.
Yep.
And it's really close to a lovely open area where you can get a table, you can watch people that live in Bankstown playing checkers. And it's down the road from another really great juice spot that I can't remember right now. But if you want an avocado shake, which is another great Vietnamese kind of drink, it's like a very caramelly kind of milkshake with, I think it's like avocado, condensed milk and ice cubes.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely give that a go with your banh mi.
You can hardly even taste the avocado, right?
It's just super caramelly. Yeah. And let's add a little bit of lime. Yeah.
Yeah, it's delicious. Any other places in Bankstown that you particularly like?
There's a really great Lebanese franchise called Jasmine One.
Yeah.
And there's one of those in Bankstown too.
So yeah, Bankstown sounds like it's a really, really great place to grab some cheap eats, you know, lunch, dinner, whatever.
Yeah, and really close to the Bankstown campus as well.
Sam.
Din.
Se bonche.
Din.
Tattoo.
Number three.
So maybe we should talk about Parramatta campus now.
Let's do that. All right.
My hometown. If you want to eat something cheap in Parramatta, on, I think it's Thursdays, in the main square, the kind of plaza near Westfield there.
Yeah.
They have food trucks on Thursday.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Like, almost like a market. So you can get, like, you know, organic fruit. And like there's some like ladies selling cakes, and they have some pretty like always different rotating food trucks that show up there too. And you can generally get a pretty decent meal for around the $10, $12 mark there. But yeah, my favorite place to eat on the cheap in Parramatta is called Honey Persian. That's obviously a Persian joint.
Yep.
Honey Persian is great for, they do like excellent skewers of meat.
Yep.
And with a really beautiful like saffron rice, or they do this, I can't remember the name of it now, but the rice is like rice with dill and broad beans and like heaps of butter. So it's very buttery.
Yeah.
And they do an excellent eggplant dip. And then what is the, it's like, it's an Indian dish that Persian food also shares too. It's the rice and the
biryani.
I always forget the name.
I love that.
Mostly because I'm terrified of pronouncing it.
You did just good.
Good.
Yeah. fine.
But their biryani there is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Like a really, really generous amount of meat. It's not stodgy. The rice is really fresh.
And yeah.
Yeah. Really, really love Honey Persian.
Yeah. Persian flavors lend so well to that kind of cooking, right? To Indian.
Yeah, definitely.
Cooking.
Yeah. But if you are living in Parramatta or studying at Parramatta and you want something excellent to eat, the next suburb, and it's not even really a suburb, it kind of still is part of Parramatta, it's called Harris Park.
I love Harris Park.
So Harris Park is, I guess, kind of like the Indian capital of, especially when it comes to food, of Sydney.
They call it Little India, right?
Right, yeah. Totally. Yeah. It is, I don't know, the period of the, basically it's a bunch of terrace houses that were not restaurants in the early 1900s, and gradually, like towards the end of the 20th century, they became Indian restaurants.
Yeah.
But they still have this like facade of a house. But they are like kind of smallish Indian restaurants that offer different curries and different styles of Indian food at each spot.
It's really interesting walking down because, it just looks like a suburban street, but then the air will smell fragrant with Indian food and spices, and, you know, people are driving down blasting Indian music. It's a really great spot.
And if you ever go at night, it's gorgeous. Everything just lit up.
Buzzing,
and,
buzzing.
It's really, really amazing. So it would have to be like one of the most crazy places that also is not, like, it's like an alcohol-free zone.
Yeah.
So like people are just like going out, having a great time, eating amazing food. And it's...
My parents are from India and they swear by Harris Park. That is the only place that they will go to get good, authentic Indian food. Mm. Sometimes they prefer it to their own cooking. So that's a very big thing for Indian people to admit.
So my favorite two places in Harris Park are both vegetarian places to eat. And they both offer cheap lunches. And they have an insanely big menu that, you could eat there every single day for an entire year and I reckon you wouldn't get through.
Yeah.
Everything they offer, especially Chatkas. So Chatkas specializes in Indian, particularly Mumbai street food.
Street food, yeah.
And this can range from like, what's it called? Those amazing little, is it bel puri?
Panipuris.
Which are these like great little puffs of chickpea flour that you crack open with a spoon and then you shovel in some chickpeas and yogurt. And
coriander sometimes.
And amazing, what's the fruit? The dipping sauce is made from
It's made out of tamarind. So it's a tamarind chutney.
And so you pile that on top and then try and shove that entire thing in your mouth. It's a very great snack. But then so Chatkas also just does completely wild, like, Western influenced Mumbai street food as well.
I love that stuff.
So, and apparently a lot of it is like stuff that you'll find at like roadside, like service stations.
In India.
And so you can get things where it'll be like a soft white roll and you open it up and then there's like a
potato
potato cake or and chutney and yogurt. They also do like their take on like pizza and
sandwiches
and it's really crazy. You can go there and have more traditional food. I love their I'm glad you're here because you can remind me before I tell.
They've got South Indian food there as well. So you've got like dosas and idlis and stuff.
Of course,
that you can
have
there.
But then like they also do my favorite. What's just like the standard chickpea curry?
Like chole bhature.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's one of my go-tos. I always get it when they're in. It comes like sizzling hot.
It's so good.
Like such an amazing depth of flavor to their curries. And then over at Taj Indian, I think it's called Taj Indian Sweets.
Yeah.
Because they actually like their main thing is they have this enormous counter that you can see as soon as you walk in, it's this colorful array of Indian sweets. And they all taste insane.
I grew up eating those. Yeah, it's so good.
It's the only place that, like, my wife lived in India for a while, and I love jalebi, which is the fried, red, sugary, crunchy, sweet thing. And she used to get that fresh off the streets where she was staying, and refuses to eat it anywhere else. But Taj is the one place where I can get her to eat it.
Yeah, it's so authentic for that kind of stuff.
They do a Northern Indian style thali, which is like a kind of dish, almost like a tray with different holes in the tray, and each hole has a different curry in it. Yep. You get a big piece of bread and sometimes a papadum or sometimes pickle. And then you kind of like just mix and match with all everything. So they do a Northern style one and a Southern style one. Is the Southern one a bit spicier?
Yeah, a little bit. South Indian food is generally, you know, much more on the tongue with its spice and less creamy.
So Taj and Chatkars, they're such great, fun experiences. The Taj lunch specials are amazing. They're different every single day.
Yeah.
And they do, I can't remember which day, one of them is like a black bean curry that they do. Mm. That's like one of my favorite things to get, but I always forget which day it's on.
Oh, Rajma or something.
I think it's called. Yeah. Highly recommend that. Yeah. If you can figure out which day the black bean curry day is, that's the day you should definitely go.
Either way, I mean, like, Taj and Chatkars are cheap all year round.
Oh, man,
right?
It's impossible. I've been there with 10 people and don't crack $100 on my bill.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's so insanely cheap. Harris Park is absolute. Like, go spend some time there too.
Love it.
As big a recommendation as I would give Cabramatta in terms of, you know, visiting somewhere that just feels so different to the rest of Sydney.
Yeah, definitely.
We've talked about a lot about Vietnamese and Indian, which I think are two of the biggest cuisines that you can get out in Western Sydney.
Yep.
If you're a big fan of Thai food, majority of the best Thai stuff is in Sydney, in Chinatown, a little part of Chinatown called Tinatown.
Tinatown.
So don't look for that kind of stuff over here.
All the Thai restaurants in Sydney are always puns, like the names are puns, Thai-rific or Thai food.
Avoid those ones for the most part. Yeah.
China.
Char.
네 번째.
Char.
Say.
Number four.
One cuisine that you can find an abundance of in Western Sydney is Middle Eastern.
Right.
Be it Lebanese, we spoke a little bit about Persian.
Yep.
And the two places that I would absolutely recommend for that are Granville, where I lived for a time.
Yep.
I lived very close to a place called El Jana.
Oh, I love El Jana so much. So, it's a Sydney institution.
Yeah, there's a chain. There's one of them in Punchbowl. There's one of them in Liverpool,
Campbelltown now as well.
But
I think the Granville one is the OG, right? It's the original.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And they've changed owners tons of times in the many years they've been open. But I lived close enough to it that I would wake up and smell the chickens cooking over charcoal every morning.
Why did you move?
Because we took it for granted. We OD'd on the, so they have a garlic sauce, which is legendary. It's called tum.
Yeah.
And you spread it on everything. It's just like, all it is garlic and olive oil.
You could bathe in that stuff.
Because it's like closest to like a mayonnaise, but it's intensely garlicky. It's unbelievable on Lebanese bread. You have the pink and green pickles. So it's like cucumber pickles and your turnip pickles.
Yep.
Beautiful, fresh tabbouleh. My favorite hummus in Sydney is from the Granville branch of El Jana. It's like the most rich in tahini.
Yep.
So I highly recommend taking a biggest serve of that home.
Definitely.
If you are looking to save some money, it is less than $10. To get a full chicken from El Jana takeaway.
Wow. You will not find that anywhere else.
No, totally. And the chickens are unbelievable. They cut them, they splay them open and cook them over coals in amazing herbs. It's so good.
Yeah, El Jana is definitely a must.
And I feel like we've talked a lot about lunch and dinner foods, but my favorite place to get a cheap breakfast is in Granville. And indeed, you know, you'll find one of these spots over most of Western Sydney, and that is Manouche.
Oh, yeah.
And Manouche is Lebanese pizza.
Yep.
And you can find, there's three of my favorites in Granville. My favorite one is called Afran Lebanon, and it's across the road from a Lebanese butcher on the side closest to Parramatta Road of Granville Station.
Yep.
And they do my favorite, it's called like laham, which is the minced lamb and tomato manouche. So manouche is like, it's like a very, very thin base, and some of them crisp up a lot. So it's almost like you're eating it like a big biscuit.
Yeah.
You'd have trouble finding a manouche for more than $5. I think it's $3 at most joints gets you a manouche with oregano. So it's like this big puffy, like, disc of dough covered in oregano and spices, za'atar spices. And then you get like different vegetables, such as like tomato, capsicum, Spanish onion, olives. And the best place is to do like big fresh mint leaves as well. Mm. And then you wrap it up and that's $3. That is an unbelievable breakfast.
So good. And it's actually like pretty healthy as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
covering
yeah.
all your big food groups.
Yes. My favorite place to get non-vegetarian curries is Himalaya in Granville.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a chain too, but my favorite one is in Granville.
Yep.
Just like a great selection of, you know, goat curries, chicken curries, beef curries, lamb curries, and even great vegetable ones too, like okra curries.
Yeah, love that stuff.
Brilliant selection of the breads as well. Just a great place to eat with a big group because you can order as many curries as possible.
Yeah, so it sounds like, again, Granville's a bit of a mixed bag. Like you've got so much Middle Eastern food there, you know, your manoush and like, you know, even some Indian food as well.
다섯 번째.
번째.
샤니.
Number 5.
Auburn is an absolute must visit if you are a kebab fan.
Yep.
And I imagine everyone is a kebab fan.
Yep.
So you should head to New Star Kebab in Auburn, which is just like one of the best institutions. It is so reliable. It's open till 1 a.m. every night of the week. And then I think 3 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
That's really close to the station, right?
Super close.
Super close. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like brilliant neon. Like you'll know you're there because the entire street's lit up by the neon lights of New Star Kebab, but it's one of like four Turkish kebab spots on Auburn Road, and they just cook over charcoals. There's just smoke billowing into the street. It smells and looks unreal. New Star Kebab, I've eaten at all of them, and New Star Kebab is my favorite. Just go there, get the mixed grill plate. You get a skewer of chicken, you get a skewer of diced lamb, and then you get a skewer of the lamb mince.
Oh, yum.
And if you watch the guy grilling your skewers, he doesn't use gloves or tongs. He uses pieces of fresh Turkish bread to turn the meat around, and then he soaks up all the dripping juices from the meat and then puts that
in your
takeaway container or your plate.
My goodness. So
you can eat this amazing bread that's absorbed all this extra smoke and meat. And you get it with like a great little selection of dips and some pickled cabbage and a salad. It's such an amazing spread. They do really cheap kebabs. If you are hungover, they do...
They're about to be hungover.
Yeah, they do a $3 or $4 piece of pizza that's bigger than your head, and covered in like kebab meat and Turkish sausage, and it's just so doughy and satisfying.
It's great comfort food, you know.
Definitely.
Like especially if you're like in the middle of exam time or something, you just need something cheap and filling and comforting.
Yeah, there used to be a lot of Turkish and Persian restaurants on Auburn Road, and there are less and less of them in more recent years. There's a lot more Afghani food, which I need to go and explore. And there's some Pakistani. What's that really famous Pakistani? Student biryani.
I love student biryani.
So there's one of those on Auburn Road. Yeah, yeah.
And they are so cheap.
Yeah, super cheap.
So cheap. Like, oh my goodness. Like it's like $5 for a giant bowl of biryani.
Yeah.
Which you would probably not even find in India, you know, like or in Pakistan. So, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So there's no shortage of great food in Western Sydney, and even the suburbs that I wouldn't go like, oh, go here for this. You're still gonna find a good manoush spot.
Yeah.
You know, in that suburb.
Yeah.
You're still gonna find like decent takeaway. I know you asked me to give you five, but I think I just realized that I gave you six. So yeah, like my suburbs that you should definitely go to visit.
Western Sydney.
In Western Sydney for cheap eats. Are Cabramatta, Harris Park, Parramatta, Granville, Auburn. What are we forgetting? Bankstown.
Man, okay. It's like Western Sydney is bursting at the seams in terms of all of this amazing international cuisine. But one is most notably left off. Where is the Australian food, Levins?
like, I wish I could recommend, like, a place where you could try Aboriginal cuisine. But beyond that, like, you know, white Australian food, we just like, I feel like I associate Australia with being lucky enough to share it with so many other different cultures. And so Australian food to me is everyone else's food.
Right. It's a takeaway curry.
We're a country of thieves.
Late night kebab. Yeah. That's Australian food, right?
Yeah. I guess, you know, I don't know. If you want a pie, you can.
Basically, yeah. You're better off sticking to these recommendations instead of.
Drive up the country one time and just stop at every place selling pies and find a good one. But yeah, as far as. I have a chef friend, Dan Hong, who says that Australia's international dish is salt and pepper squid. Mm. So go to a, you know, any great Chinese or
Thai
even, yeah, yeah. And get some of that on your plate.
I guess that's an awesome list of cheap eats all around Western Sydney. So thanks so much for coming in, having a chat, Andrew.
No, thank you so much for having me, Sid.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe and keep an ear out for future episodes. If you have any more questions, head to westernsydney.edu.au. I'm Sid Sharma. See you soon.